the former Minister Edwin Poots is waiting to talk to us this morning. Of course, you, Mr. Poots, faced, well, not Mr. Poots, you, Edwin, faced strike action during your time at the Health Department.
Yes, and I indicated then that it was wrong. And what was particularly galling about those strikes was that many was called, was a tiny fraction of people having given their endorsement to a strike. And I spoke to dozens of people who'd actually taken the day off and leave because they didn't want to be striking, but they didn't want to cross picket lines. They feared crossing picket lines. And the truth is, many people join trade unions because it gives them a security if there is problems in employment, a security if they are being disciplined or some crisis has arisen. But the unions use those members then to promote a particular agenda, the leadership of it. And, of course, the leadership are extremely well-paid people. Whenever the strikes are happening, they're still being paid. But many thousands of people across Northern Ireland who didn't want to be in strike were forced out as a result of the leadership.
So will the DUP be, will the DUP, Edwin, be supporting this Tory plan that public service strikes in Northern Ireland would need 40%?
Certainly look at it and give everything due consideration. We will not
that means nothing.
Maybe, Edwin, you'll change the name of your party to the Anti-Democratic Unionist Party then?
With respect...
You're either a Democrat or you're not.
Let's let him speak.
We will not be previously following the Conservative Party policies here in Northern Ireland, whatever is implemented in the rest of the UK. We will look at what's good for Northern Ireland.
But do you think this would be good for Northern Ireland?
What isn't good for Northern Ireland is that when 15% of a trade union actually participate in a ballot and maybe 60% of them actually support a strike, that Northern Ireland's public services are affected, critical public services, and as a consequence of that, children with special needs aren't able to go to school because the workers aren't there to support them, public transport's affected and youngsters can't get to school. Health appointments that have been waited for months.
Yeah, those same issues, Edwin.
Those are the things that happen as a result of Bumper's little agenda.
Those things, Edwin, are happening because of your party and other parties' support for the Tory austerity. More people are going to be inconvenienced and will lose services as a result of support for the austerity programme of the Tory government in Westminster being applied by the executive in Northern Ireland.
I think, Bumper, you have to accept...
Hold on. Let's let Edwin Poots speak.
Let's be very clear. We do not support the Tories' austerity agenda. But there is a reality in Northern Ireland that we have a budget and we have to live within that budget. And the consequence of what is happening... And let's be very clear. Bumper here is saying that he doesn't agree with the welfare reform. £2 million is being taken from Northern Ireland every week and rising. As a consequence of that, £2 million being taken every week for the welfare reform.
We are stripping
that away from health, we're stripping away from education, we're stripping away from public services and the public service workers. Bumper is actually denying public service workers they should be getting, and indeed the money that they should be getting, the midwives.
And I want to ask you about this, Edwin. Hold on one second.
Ministers denied health service workers their pay increases.
Health service workers should get the increase. The trade unions are complicit in ensuring that they don't get that increase by having that money spent on welfare.
Well, why didn't you do it when you were minister?
Health service workers. I asked for it. I requested it, but because the intransigence of Sinn Féin. And indeed the trade unions, to spend this money on welfare instead of spending it on health, education, and all of those...
And let's move on to that, and then Erwin and Bumper will come back to you in a second or two, because Edwin Poots, it's a subject that we've been flagging up, particularly over the last few months, and then again over the last few days, we've been telling the public that there is a massive issue to discuss in this country over the polar positions. You couldn't be further apart, the DUP and Sinn Féin, in terms of your interpretation of what should happen to the cuts that are potentially coming to this country. Sinn Féin have said that they are not accepting any of the Conservative Party welfare reform cuts. They've said no one will be adversely affected. And the DUP are saying, your party, Edwin, is saying that you will actually support a further round of cuts. Sammy Wilson said that. And then we have Minister Arlene Foster, the new DUP Finance Minister, Arlene Foster, warning the Assembly yesterday that Stormont is facing a £500 million black hole if the welfare reform stalemate is not resolved. Here's some of what she said.
If we can't move ahead with the budget bill, then there are contingencies in legislation, but I have to say those are pretty dogmatic, they're pretty nuclear, and if we get to that stage, then we will be in a very, very severe situation.
Well, nuclear, presumably, Edwin, means what?
Well, let's be clear again. We can't afford not to be spending the money on public services that's currently going back to Westminster as a result of welfare fines. So whenever Sinn Féin says that, that they're not accepting the cuts, what they're saying is that we will subsidise welfare through health, educational, universities, our policing. All of those things will be hurt as a consequence. The public servant workers who are not getting their increase in the wages that they should be getting, that we support, that will be done.
But how serious is this, Edwin? Could the Assembly collapse over this? That's clearly what Arlene means over nuclear, right?
It is an incredibly serious situation, and it is a situation that is not sustainable for any long period of time, that we can continue to strip money away from other services to put into welfare. And that is the reality. Sinn Féin are maintaining the welfare, the only place in the UK, the welfare, the levels that it exists, by stripping services away from the rest.
Arlene Foster has said yesterday that there are around 2 weeks to deal with this matter. Is this not scare tactics? Are you seriously saying that the Stormont Assembly could collapse within weeks?
Well, we had a budget agreed, and that budget was agreed on the basis of doing welfare. Sinn Féin then decided not to proceed with it at the last minute, and as a consequence of that, the existing budget will not be able to meet its requirements. So we meet the June monitoring round, and that's where the 2 weeks comes in, because we have June then. We require the June monitoring round, which we'd redistribute monies. And that will mean that monies will have to be taken away from health, from education and everything.
And is that doable?
To put into welfare? Well, I don't think it's acceptable. And I don't think it's acceptable to the Northern Ireland public.
So what would you do? Would you walk away?
Well, I think that we will have to put all of these matters to the executive, to the Assembly, and have the support of the executive of the Assembly to proceed with whatever we're doing. And if we can't achieve that support, then we need to be going to Westminster and seeking some assistance from them.
What do you mean?
Well, in all of these things, we have to be looking at contingencies. And if the contingency is that we cannot deal with this issue here, if we have one party which remains wholly intransigent, what can we do to get assistance from Westminster?
Well, what can Westminster do?
Well, Westminster has a number of options. And one of them may be that they implement welfare themselves here. That is a power that is taken back from Northern Ireland to Westminster.
Well, that's direct rule.
Well, it would be for that area, yes. But if we cannot find agreement in this, and it is going to destroy every other service in Northern Ireland because Sinn Féin are not capable of taking that responsibility, well, then that's something that we'll have to give consideration to.
So you would in that scenario support Westminster essentially implementing direct rule with the welfare cuts?
That is something that has to be given consideration to. We have secured many benefits from what welfare proposals has happened at Westminster here in Northern Ireland. We have a much better system proposed, and there is a potential for that to be thrown away because of Sinn Féin and Trump.
But if you handed that back to Westminster, then all the mitigations, all the deals that you've all got so far, that would go out the window, and the full welfare cuts, which are happening across the water, would be implemented here, right?
That is correct, but it is not a sustainable position where we are taking £2 million and rising away from public services such as health and education each week to put into welfare. Sinn Féin are not doing this on the basis that, well, we're just standing up to Westminster. What they are doing is taking money away from people in Northern Ireland, from the special needs classrooms, from those hospital waiting times. All of those things are affected as a result of what Sinn Féin are doing. The public service workers who are not getting the rises that they should be getting and that the DUP support them getting is not happening because Sinn Féin are giving £100 million away on welfare.
So this is my final workers. This is my final point in this, Edwin. Where's the leadership between with the DUP? Are you not able to sit down with the top of Sinn Féin, with Martin McGuinness, and find a solution through this? Because I've banged on about this over recent days. You both couldn't be further apart. Is Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness not able to sit down and sort this out?
We did, Stephen. You called it the Stormont House Agreement. And Sinn Féin, for whatever reason, have reneged on the Stormont House Agreement. They need to get back to it. Let's be very clear, and absolutely clear on this issue. We will not be fudging the Stormont House Agreement. We will not be going back on it. We will not be renegotiating it. Their agreement has been made in December. They can either stand up and say, that is something that we signed up to and move on, but we will not be fudging and renegotiating that agreement.
Okay, Edwin Poots, thank you very much indeed.